Going to read from the sixth psalm again, Psalm 6, just two verses from it, from verse 4. Return, O Lord, deliver me. O, save me for your mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? The circumstances of this psalm, which was written by David, are unknown. It's not mentioned at what part of his life this psalm illustrated, what his experience was at the time. Whether he was king at this time, I suspect he was. But he was suffering the conviction of his sin. Last time we looked at those words from verse 1 to 3, how he was troubled by his sin. But not just that, because he mentions also later on his enemies. In verse 4 and 5, there's a few words that are used there that are interesting. Verse 4, return, O Lord, deliver me. That word return can be translated come again. This isn't the first time that David had experiences like this. And he's asking again for the Lord to intervene. And you know, we're just the same. Some of the things in our lives we do over and over again, or get into circumstances, and we need him to help us. We need him every day. Right from its very start, we think about how he can be with us through the day. We read his word and think on his word, and we bring our thoughts to him. Come again, Lord, deliver me. That word deliver, it means to strengthen and fortify. David needs strength. He feels weak. He has been shedding tears. His bones are troubled. He's troubled by the displeasure of God, but of course he faces enemies as well, which the psalm looks at later. So he's asking for strength and fortification. Again, that's something that we need, and we need the strength that can only come from him. If we rely upon our own strength, we would fail. But he is the one who can strengthen us. He is the one who can lead us through the various troubles of this life and fortify us.